This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Sedgy today on this first weekend of June, one of my favorite months. And on our second hour, my first guest is television personality, author, and prosecutor Nancy Grace will be joining us. Then one prolific actor, Scott Adkins, will be here. He's got a new movie called Avengement that is out in theaters as we speak. Comedian Tom Shalhoub will be joining us. He has a book that is absolutely perfect for Father's Day coming up in 2 weeks. It's called Mean Dads for a Better America. You got to hear this, and believe what I tell you, it would be a great Father's Day gift. You got enough time to go out and get it. You got about 2 weeks, okay? Then we'll be talking to Dr. Gwen Nichols and Juliet Goulet. There is a new initiative for children's leukemia and lymphoma, and we'll be talking about that. All this hour with Ron Sedgy today.
Is your dad a Trump supporter? It's Father's Day, and whether you love him or hate him, Donald Trump is our 45th president and is making history in our lifetime. Noble Gold has the perfect gift for dad, a minted exclusive collector's piece, the Trump Freedom Coin. One side depicts an image of Donald J. Trump, while the other side lists all his major achievements. At less than $40 for each silver coin, this makes a perfect gift for dads as well as grads. This commemorative limited edition 1 ounce silver coin is the only presidential Trump coin made up of 99.9% silver, not silver plus. Plating and IRA approved. As the price of silver rises, so will the value of these coins. These silver coins, priced at less than $40, are a perfect gift for anyone. Act now. Go to TrumpCoin2020.com and use code 2020 to get $5 off now. That's TrumpCoin2020.com. It's the perfect gift for your dad, the presidential Trump coin. Just go to TrumpCoin2020.com and use code 2020 to get $5 off now. TrumpCoin2020.com, code 2020.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
We are live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Sedgy today. Our next guest, who I'm a huge fan of, okay, was with us about a month ago. And the reason she was is she was talking about the three installments of her Haley Dean Mysteries, which are airing on the Hallmark Movies and Mysteries channel. And, of course, we went through two of those. And coming up this week will be the third and final episode, which is called A Will to Kill.
Yeah, Will to Kill,
Nancy Grace is here. Hi, Nancy. How are you?
Inviting me. I'm happy to be here.
We had such a good time the last time you were on the show. Just, it was only about a month ago, and I had so many people tell me, I got, you know, emails from across the country saying, boy, Nancy Grace, what a terrific interview. And I have to be honest with you, it's always nice interviewing people that interview for a living. It makes life a lot easier, you know what I'm saying?
Thank you. Thank you so much, and I'm proud to be here, and I'm proud about the movie. But I got to tell you, this was a very emotional process, because I've been writing Haley Dean Murders and Mysteries since I left inner city Atlanta prosecuting felonies.
Yes.
And I went to New York to start a show at Court TV called Cochran and Grace.
Right.
Now, Johnny Cochran, the star that he was the it guy. He would go off after our show every night, go to dinners and parties and get-togethers. I didn't know anybody in the whole city. I'd go home to my little apartment. I was so lonely, and I missed the courtroom so much, I started writing Haley Dean Murder Mysteries. That's how I started writing it. Now, I never would really address what happened to Haley's fiancé. Translation, my fiancé, Keith, who was murdered just before our wedding.
Right.
in these three movies on Hallmark, Haley goes back and visits the cold case of her fiancé's murder. It's never been solved. It's a really big deal.
I didn't realize that portion of the tripod, if you will, dealt with your situation, because I'm aware of the fact that your fiancé was shot and killed. After that, I mean, you felt that there was nothing else left, and now you're married with twins. By the way, how are the twins?
You know what? They are really the joys of my life. You know, love comes to you in so many ways. After Keith was murdered, I never thought that I would have a family. I never thought I would marry. I never thought there could be anyone else. And it's like when people ask you, which is your favorite child? You know, I don't have a favorite child. I love them both so much, and they're so different. And that's what happened 20 years plus after Keith's murder.
Wow.
I wouldn't let myself remarry. I wouldn't let myself really have joy in my life. Mm-hmm. I always sabotaged it in some way. I married, and I had the twins. And I have the most love in my life than I could ever imagine.
That's great.
It's a miracle in my life.
That's great. And you deserve that, too. You're a hard worker. You're a good person. And absolutely, that should be part of your life. A very dear friend of mine who I used to have on the show, she was just a little girl playing in a movie called Matinee, Kelly Martin. I had her on a couple of weeks ago talking about these episodes. She's quite a girl.
She is incredible, and I love her to bits. I love being on the set with her up in Vancouver. I love hearing about her children. She's a wonderful mother. And this is my story about Kelly. When I was pregnant, I had never met Kelly. Okay, so this was 10 years ago. Twins are 10 now. I had a very difficult pregnancy. Okay, I got pregnant at 47.
Wow.
I gave birth at 48. Lucy and I almost died in childbirth. I was pregnant. I had a really hard pregnancy, and I would binge on Mystery Woman. Okay? So when I first met with Hallmark, we were talking about turning a book into a movie and the Haley Dean character, and I said, listen, you know who I love is Mystery Woman. And they went, oh, that's Kelly Martin. That is how Kelly came to the Haley Dean Mystery.
Wow.
I didn't know her name. I didn't know anything about her except that I loved her, and I would be in such distress. I would sit there and binge on Mystery Woman. And I felt like I knew Kelly. So open,
yeah.
and friendly, beautiful, big blue eyes. I just love her. She's perfect for Haley Dean.
I didn't realize that the will to kill is kind of a little bit of your life. Was it therapeutic writing that part of it, that episode?
Well, I've got to tell you, it was hard.
I would assume.
It was upsetting. It was hard. But the viewers wanted an answer. We did it. And it's really interesting the way it plays out, very provocative, and the emotion that Haley goes through, because all this time she's been fighting crime. It's kind of a substitute of fighting crime and finding Will's killer. She's never been able to find his killer. And in this episode, we get those answers.
When this happened to you in real life, you were actually planning to become an English professor, and you abandoned those things to become a great lawyer and address criminal justice. And I'm glad you did that, because I got to tell you, you are one sparky lady. I mean, I wouldn't want to go up against you in court. Whoa, no way.
I appreciate that. I really do. Because, you know, sometimes the more I try to do the right thing, the more heat I catch. But you know what? You can't take a position. You can't fight for something or take a stand without somebody disliking it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way of the world. You got to keep fighting. I mean, if you let naysayers stop you, I'd still be at home under my bed in Macon, Georgia.
Sure.
You know, no dream would ever come true. No task would ever be completed because you fear what will come, what will be the repercussion. You can't live like that. You can never live your dream. And I got to tell you, seeing Haley Dean come to life with Hallmark Movies and Mysteries, it's a dream beyond anything I could ever really imagine.
Sure.
I'm just so proud.
Well, you know, you and I have talked about this in the past, the fact that Hallmark does great movies. I mean, they do it as if they were going to be shown in theaters nationwide. You know, I mean, they are terrific. But you know, Nancy, I got to be honest with you, okay? With your success, the recipient of several American Women in Radio and Television Awards, the Gracie Awards, which I think would name after you, I'm not sure. And But all the things that you've done, all right, including writing, Objection was the first book, 11th Victim, Death on the D-List, Murder in the Courthouse, now this series, you would be an outstanding, and maybe you do this sometimes, motivational speaker. Because have you ever spoken at a college graduation?
I have, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
And
because
it meant a lot to me to be invited.
Sure.
It's really about not being on TV or none of that. It's about keep going and persevere. You know, you look around. You may not know it, but everybody around you has flaws, has problems. We all do. We all do. You just got to put that 1 foot forward to make that step, and then 1 more foot, and then 1 more step. And suddenly you turn around. You've gone 1,000 miles.
Right. Well said, Nancy. Well said. Nancy, have you enjoyed the process of movie making, and will you dip back into it at some time in the future?
Oh, absolutely. I'm already planning our next movie for Hallmark Movies and Mysteries. I'm already working on it, let me tell you. Just alert. Somebody's going to die, okay? But, yeah, I love it. I love going to the set. We've been filming in Vancouver. I love it up there. I love being in Canada. The people are so friendly to us. We have such a great time. I love being with Kelly and our director. And it's just such a great team. And Hallmark is so supportive. It's like a big family, mm-hmm. believe it or not. You know, people say things like that, and they're totally BSing.
Yeah.
It's for real. It's real.
And I wish you were my neighbor. I really do. You're the kind of you're the kind of person I need in my life, you know, how everything has a sunshine glow above it, and there's no dark clouds. You're terrific.
Listen, sometimes I watch TV, and I'm like, what are they saying?
I do that every night.
You know, having been on that side of the business before, on the other side of the camera, I mean, but when I landed in a pot of honey with Hallmark. They are genuine, and it really is like a big family. It's kind of hard to believe because, you know, when people get really successful, they kind of, I don't know, they change. Hallmark's not like that.
No.
The people I work with have been so awesome and so supportive, and they care about the movie. They get involved. They give ideas. They give critiques. And I've got to say, you know, I think I know everything. I don't. Their opinions have been incredible, and we've incorporated all their opinions and suggestions. They really help.
And they got skin in the game. Well, the Haley Dean Mysteries, A Will to Kill, the third of the 3 episodes, will be on Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries. And Nancy, don't be a stranger. We love you around here, so please come back. Talk about everything.
I will not, and I want you to watch it. Tell me what you thought, okay?
Okay, that's a deal. That'll be a way to get you back, huh?
Thank you so much. You have an awesome day.
Thanks, Nancy. Appreciate it, and good luck this weekend.
Okay? Bye, buddy. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Nancy Grace has been our guest. What a dynamo. And there's more to come live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Nationwide and around the world, you are listening to Ron Sedgie today. Well, our next guest is a very talented individual, and he has a skill that I am very jealous of because I tried doing this a couple of times in my life, and I wasn't made out for it. He's not only a skilled actor, but he's one of the best martial artists in the world, and his work speaks for itself, and we'll talk about it when we bring him on. He's got a movie that's out right now. It's a thriller called Avengement in theaters now, on demand and digital. Joining us is Scott Adkins. Hi, Scott. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Ron.
I meant what I said. I'm in awe of your talent. IP Man, American Assassin, Doctor Strange, The Wolf Warrior, Dark Knight, Fox's X-Men, Zero Dark Thirty, The Expendables, Hercules, Ninja 2, A Shadow of Tear. You have had an enormous amount of success, and I congratulate you. And now this installment of Avengement. Tell us a little bit about this here, Scott.
Avengement is a very gritty, hard-hitting British gangster thriller. It's about this criminal who... he's brought out of prison on furlough to see his dying mother, and she dies in the hospital just before he gets there. And this spurred him on to break free from the police that are with him, a six-man security detail. He breaks free, and he turns up his old haunts with his shotgun, holds this pub hostage, and begins to tell them the tale of what got him to this point and who... he's dealt with and who needs to be dealt with. And it's very hard-hitting. It's got some humor in there, but it's quite violent, and it's a real great tour, edgy seat thriller. Very happy with it.
Where did you do it? Where did you film it?
We shot it in London, and we set in London, shot in London, with some great London actors like Craig Fairbrass, Nick Moran from Lock, Stock, Two Smoky Barrels, Tom Turgoo. Great cast of actors. To do it was kind of like a theatre performance, to be honest, because there are long scenes of dialogue in this pub, so we could just shoot whole pages and pages like it was performing theatre. It was a great experience.
You know, you talk about it being a thriller and a rather rough movie as far as action is concerned, and then you said, but it has some humor in it. And that had to take a lot of skill to write a script to have humor in that kind of activity. You know what I'm saying, Scott?
Well, it also depends on the individual. I mean, I find some things funny that other people clearly don't. But it's got a naughty sense of humor about it. It's a violent sense of humor, put it that way.
Yeah. Now, Scott, you actually fell in love with... the martial arts and taekwondo, and then you got interested in acting. But, you know, you had some idols, as a lot of people do when they study martial arts, like Bruce Lee and Jean-Claude Van Damme. But you actually played with the latter in a picture called The Shepherd. What was that like to have an idol that you're playing alongside of?
I've done that a few times, to be honest, to work with my childhood idol, but Van Damme was certainly, along with Bruce Lee, the top guy. He inspired me so much as a kid, as he did so many others. And I've actually done four films with him now. But to meet him the first time, yeah, it was a huge, huge thing to me. You grow up with posters of this guy on the wall, you know, my mother was worried about me. I had all these pictures of naked men on the wall. And, you know, I idolized the guy. And it's a big thing.
Yeah.
Big thing whenever you meet your childhood heroes.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Sure. And, you know, it's nice that you say that, because sometimes meeting childhood heroes are a disappointment, and that's, I think, a fear that some people have. You know, they say, well, I have this image of this man or a woman, and then it's blown apart. But in this particular case, I'm glad to see that it wasn't. Your family, actually, for generations, were butchers. How did you go from a family of butchers into acting and martial arts?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it was completely out of the blue. My brother's not even interested in films and stuff like that. But, yeah, that's what I wanted to do from a very early age. I knew exactly what I wanted to do, and this is it. So, Mom, I'm going to be an action martial arts movie star. That's what I was saying when I was a kid. And my mom was very supportive. My dad was a little bit nervous about it. You know, I thought I was wasting my time, thought I should get, like, a real trade, like butchery. But, you know, he did that because he loves me and he wanted me to be okay. But I didn't listen. It was single-minded sickness. And it's a good job it worked out for me, because I really didn't prepare myself for any other eventuality, you know. It's the only thing I ever wanted to do, and I left myself no option.
I have a grandson who just turned 6 years old, and he's taking martial arts. And I'm very happy for him. And as I mentioned earlier, I did for a while. I was just getting tired of getting beat up by 12-year-old girls, I guess. It's very demeaning. Not only gives you physical strength, it gives you mental strength, does it not?
It does. And I think all kids should do traditional martial arts.
Yeah.
Really, because, first of all, it teaches you all the good things that you need, like respect,
right,
self-restraint, and discipline, and, you know, to respect your elders and your seniors and the people that are belts that are above you. And, you know, if you used to turn up late to Taekwondo, which is what I did, you know, I had to run to the front of the class, make sure you bow to the sensei and apologize, bow to the class, you know, teaches you a lot of respect.
Yeah.
And also, when you test yourself physically, you're also testing yourself more mentally. So if you can overcome physical things, you're actually making yourself more mentally strong. And, you know, life can be stressful. And if you equip yourself with the ability to deal with that stress, you're going to be a lot better off. So it's a great thing.
Yeah, I think there's a fallacy for people who watch it from afar saying, well, you know, it's all about the muscle and everything else. And, of course, you have to be fit. But the reality is it's the brain, too. I mean, and I totally subscribe to that. I think it's great. Now, The Avengement, as I mentioned, it's in theaters on demand in digital, came out last week.
It comes out today.
And that's right. It's out. It's out right. Today.
Maybe your show was broadcast a week later then, but no, yeah, it comes out today.
No, you're right. It just comes out today. Oh, boy. Well, you see why I didn't last long in martial arts. The discipline just wasn't there. Hey, you have a birthday coming up here in a couple of weeks, do you not?
17th of June, yeah.
Yeah. I'm the 16th of June, so, you know, I'm a day older than you, I wish. The only thing is the year. The year didn't correspond that much. Yeah. Well, Scott, I got
to
tell you.
We don't need to worry about the year.
No, don't worry about the year. Well, I got to tell you something, Scott. You are a talent to be reckoned with. I really mean that. And I congratulate you on everything that you've done. And to take a childhood dream and turn it into reality, and working with the idols that you looked at with posters in your room to, you know, actually meeting them and working with them is quite an accomplishment. And again, the movie comes out today. Avengement, in theaters now, on demand and digital. Go see it. It's a great presentation of great artist and our friend and one of the most respected martial artists in the world, Scott Adkins. Scott, thank you for joining us. Will you come back and join us again? You're a good guest.
I'd love to. Thanks for having me on the show, and I'd be happy to come back. Thank you very much.
I look forward to it. Thanks, Scott.
Okay.
Our guest has been Scott Adkins, a skilled actor and a martial arts pro. I mean, this man knows his stuff. And the movie is Avengement, in theaters on demand today. And while we're speaking about on demand, you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7 if you visit our website, ronseggi.com. That's ronseggi.com. When you get to the homepage, hit the icon that says Listen Live, and you can hear our latest show. We'll be right back.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon, September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018.
This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A longtime disgruntled city employee opened fire in a municipal building in Virginia Beach on Friday afternoon, killing 12 people and injuring 4 more before police fatally shot him. Virginia Beach Mayor Bobby Dyer says he's stunned by the shooting.
Today is Virginia Beach's darkest hour. A senseless crime happened and imposed tremendous grief upon the people of Virginia Beach, the Commonwealth, and this country.
This woman was in the building when the shooting occurred.
We just heard people yelling and screaming to get down, and I was on the phone with 911, so I was trying to concentrate on getting talking to them. We put the desk against the door because we didn't know if they were coming in or anything.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Around the world, you are listening to Ron Zedgy today. Well, our next guest is a very talented individual, and he has a skill that I am very jealous of because I tried doing this a couple of times in my life, and I wasn't made out for it. He's not only a skilled actor, but he's one of the best martial artists in the world, and his work speaks for itself. And we'll talk about it when we bring him on. He's got a movie that's out right now. It's a thriller called Avengement in theaters now, on demand and digital. Joining us is Scott Adkins. Hi, Scott. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Ron.
I meant what I said. I'm in awe of your talent. IP Man, American Assassin, Doctor Strange, The Wolf Warrior, Dark Knight, Fox's X-Men, Zero Dark Thirty, The Expendables, Hercules, Ninja 2, A Shadow of Tear. You have had an enormous amount of success, and I congratulate you. And now this installment of Avengement. Tell us a little bit about this here, Scott.
Avengement is a very gritty, hard-hitting British gangster thriller. It's about this criminal who he's brought out of prison on furlough to see his dying mother, and she dies in the hospital just before he gets there, and this spurs him on to break free from the police that are with him, a six-man security detail. He breaks free, and he turns up at his old haunts with his shotgun, holds this pub hostage, and begins to tell them the tale of what got him to this point, and who he's dealt with and who needs to be dealt with. And it's very hard hitting. It's got some humor in there, but it's quite violent, and it's a real great tour, edgy seat thriller. Very happy with it.
Where'd you do it? Where did you film it?
We shot it in London, and we set in London, shot in London, with some great London actors like Craig Fairbrass, Nick Moran from Lock, Stock, Two Smoky Barrels, Tom Turgoo. Great cast of actors. To do it was kind of like a theatre performance, to be honest, because there are long scenes of dialogue in this pub, so we could just shoot whole pages and pages like it was performing theatre. It was a great experience.
You know, you talk about it being a thriller and a rather rough movie as far as action is concerned, and then you said, but it has some humor in it. And that had to take a lot of skill to write a script to have humor in that kind of activity. You know what I'm saying, Scott?
Well, it also depends on the individual. I mean, I find some things funny that other people clearly don't. But it's got a naughty sense of humor about it. It's a violent sense of humor, put it that way.
Yeah. Now, Scott, you actually fell in love with the martial arts and taekwondo, and then you got interested in acting. But, you know, you had some idols, as a lot of people do when they study martial arts, like Bruce Lee and Jean-Claude Van Damme. But you actually played with the latter in a picture called The Shepherd. What was that like to have an idol that you're playing alongside of?
I've done that a few times, to be honest, to work with my childhood idol. But Van Damme was certainly, along with Bruce Lee, the top guy. He inspired me so much as a kid, as he did so many others. And I've actually done four films with him now. But to meet him the first time, yeah, it was a huge, huge thing to me. You grow up with posters of this guy on the wall. You know, my mother was worried about me. I had all these pictures of naked men on the wall. And, I idolized the guy. And it's a big thing.
Yeah.
Big thing whenever you meet your childhood heroes.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And, it's nice that you say that, because sometimes meeting childhood heroes are a disappointment, and that's, I think, a fear that some people have. You know, they say, well, I have this image of this man or a woman, and then it's blown apart. But in this particular case, I'm glad to see that it wasn't. Your family, actually, for generations, were butchers. How did you go from a family of butchers into acting and martial arts?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it was completely out of the blue. My brother's not even interested in films and stuff like that. But, yeah, that's what I wanted to do from a very early age. I knew exactly what I wanted to do, and this was it. It's a mom. I'm going to be an action martial arts movie star. That's what I was saying when I was a kid. And my mum was very supportive. My dad was a little bit nervous about it. You know, I thought I was wasting my time. Thought I should get like a real trade, like butchery. But, he did that because he loves me and he wanted me to be okay. But I didn't listen. It was single-minded sickness. And it's a good job it worked out for me, because I really didn't prepare myself for any other eventuality, you know. It's the only thing I ever wanted to do, and I left myself no option.
I have a grandson who just turned 6 years old, and he's taking martial arts. And I'm very happy for him. And as I mentioned earlier, I did for a while. I was just getting tired of getting beat up by 12-year-old girls, I guess. It's very demeaning. Not only gives you physical strength, it gives you mental strength, does it not?
It does. And I think all kids should do traditional martial arts.
Yeah.
Really, because, first of all, it teaches you all the good things that you need, like respect,
right,
self-respect. restraint and discipline, and, you know, to respect your elders and your seniors and the people that are belts that are above you. And, you know, if you used to turn up late to Taekwondo, which is what I did, you know, I had to run to the front of the class, make sure you bow to the sensei and apologize, bow to the class, you know, teaches you a lot of respect.
Yeah.
And also, when you test yourself physically, you're also testing yourself more mentally. So if you can overcome physical things, you're actually making yourself more mentally strong. And, you know, life can be stressful. And if you equip yourself with the ability to deal with that stress, you're going to be a lot better off. So it's a great thing.
Yeah, I think there's a fallacy for people who watch it from afar saying, well, you know, it's all about the muscle and everything else. And, of course, you have to be fit. But the reality is it's the brain, too. I mean, and I totally subscribe to that. I think it's great. Now, The Avengement, as I mentioned, it's in theaters on demand in digital, came out last week.
It comes out today.
And that's right. It's out. It's out
right.
Today.
Maybe your show was broadcast a week later then. But no, yeah, it comes out today.
No, you're right. It just comes out today. Oh, boy. Well, you see why I didn't last long in martial arts. The discipline just wasn't there. Hey, you have a birthday coming up here in a couple of weeks, do you not?
17th of June, yeah.
Yeah. I'm the 16th of June, so... You know, I'm a day older than you, I wish. The only thing is the year.
There you go.
The year didn't correspond that much. Yeah. Well, Scott, I got
to
tell you.
We don't need to worry about the year.
No, don't worry about the year. Well, I got to tell you something, Scott. You are a talent to be reckoned with. I really mean that. And I congratulate you on everything that you've done. And to take a childhood dream and turn it into reality and working with the idols that you looked at with posters in your room to, you know, actually meeting them and working with them is quite an accomplishment. And again, the movie comes out today. Avengement in theaters now, on demand and digital. Go see it. It's a great presentation of great artist and our friend and one of the most respected martial artists in the world, Scott Adkins. Scott, thank you for joining us. Will you come back and join us again? You're a good guest.
I'd love to. Thanks for having me on the show, and I'd be happy to come back. Thank you very much.
I look forward to it. Thanks, Scott.
Okay.
Our guest has been Scott Adkins, a skilled actor and a martial arts pro. I mean, this man knows his stuff. And the movie is Avengement in theaters on demand today. And while we're speaking about on demand, you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7 if you visit our website, ronsegi.com. That's ronsegi.com. When you get to the homepage, hit the icon that says Listen Live, and you can hear our latest show. We'll be right back.
Coming, so but then she needs this king. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatched. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. At St. Jude.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wide and around the world, it's Ron Segi today. Well, we are going to deviate from the levity of our show, or we hopefully the levity of our show, to talk about a very serious matter. There's nothing that is more serious than a sick child. And joining us right now are two people with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. They are launching an LLS Children's Initiative, and we're going to be talking to Dr. Gwen Nichols and a mom and volunteer, Julie Guillot. Julie? Doctor, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Ron.
Well, let's start with you, Doctor. Tell us about this children's initiative and the Leukemia Lymphoma Society that is so important. This was founded 70 years ago by parents who lost a 16-year-old child back in 1949. Tell us a little bit about what has happened in the last 70 years.
When this family's child was diagnosed, the survival for childhood leukemia was essentially zero.
Right.
It was a death sentence.
Sure.
And in that 70-year period, the research that we've supported, thanks to their starting this foundation precisely for research and support of patients, I think they'd be very proud of what we've accomplished. Now, many forms of childhood leukemia have excellent survival rates. But this is not enough. We're still treating children with one-size-fits-all chemotherapy. And many of those kids, as they become adults, as they're survivors, are left with chronic health conditions that affect the quality of their life. And other high-risk types of leukemia have not had the same benefit as ALL. And so we are bound and determined to change that. Over the last several years, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society has supported research that has led to the approval of 39 new agents for the blood cancers just in the last 2 years. But these are approvals of new drugs for adults, while approvals of new drugs for kids, since 1980, there have only been 4 new drugs approved for children with cancer. The system is broken, and we need to change it with collaboration, with working together, with forming a way to make clinical trials and research with the patient at the center, not just to get a drug developed.
Why are there different forms for adults and children to treat this? I mean, you would think that, you know, similar types of applications would work in both age categories.
Well, I think that's a really great question, Ron, because I think we have also labored under that assumption. And what we found out through our research, understanding the biology of the tumors, not only are adults and children different, but children who have a diagnosis of leukemia are not the same. The biology of the leukemia may differ from one child to another. And yet, we're using therapies that are one size fits all. And so we need to start looking at, can we target and personalize the therapy for the biology that we're really starting to understand very, very well? We need the treatments to catch up with our science.
Julie, I want to talk to you because you are very close to this because it happened in your family. And not only does it happen from an emotional standpoint, but certainly a financial standpoint. How did you handle the news that your son had leukemia?
My son, you know, was suffering from some really bizarre symptoms, and, you know, we had no real cancer history in our family. So when he was diagnosed at age 5, it was like I know exactly where I was standing and what I was doing. It was like a massive punch to the gut. It was so shocking. My son was actually diagnosed with one of these very high-risk, aggressive forms of leukemia called acute myeloid leukemia, or AML. It has a very poor survival rate today. And the therapies that we were grateful to have are very, very toxic. You know, Zach, my son, had to endure months in the hospital, round upon round of very high-intensity chemo that would burn his skin from the inside out, sometimes send him to the ICU with life-threatening infections, you know, massive side effects, 3 bone marrow transplants, and full-body radiation across 3 different hospitals in 4 years. Seeing him suffer this way, and I've also, you know, seen other kids and families. This is a horrific, life-altering experience. It is just a very profound experience to watch your child suffer and pass away.
Yeah.
From a disease, and yes, it comes with all types of issues. It impacts your family, it changes you as a person, and it definitely, you know, brings its own financial toxicity to many families. But we are going to work to change all that. We're at the right moment in history to really bring about tangible change. To me, this is not a pie in the sky. This is something that we're going to implement in the next year. So this is something that is really going to move the ball, and that's why I got involved. involved.
Julie, how old was Zach when we lost him?
He was diagnosed when he was 5, and he passed away, sadly, when he was 9. We were in the hospital with newborn babies that were born with leukemia, so you can imagine that what causes leukemia in a newborn is very, very different from what causes leukemia in an older adult. So these diseases are different, and that's why we need to develop therapy specific to kids. But we have a lot of opportunity with the technologies available today.
Gosh, I give you so much credit. How can people get involved and help in moving this forward, Doctor?
Well, we really want parents, not just parents, we really want everyone to understand why this is so important. And we welcome a collaborative effort. We want this to be at hospitals around the country. We don't want to bring the kids to the drugs. We want to bring the drugs to the kids. And so we're going to need parents to advocate for us. We're going to need parents to fundraise for us. And we're going to need everyone to urge collaboration. And I think with that groundswell of support, this can become a paradigm for other kinds of children's cancer as well. This sharing and collaboration that makes change happen. Please have your listeners, if they want to learn more, go to lls.org. And if there is someone with blood cancer or who has someone they care about who has blood cancer and you need more information, we have medical specialists who you can speak to directly. There's an 800 number. It's 1-800-955-4572. We'd love to have your listeners learn more.
And again, the website is lls.org. Dr. Yes. Julie, thank you so much for joining us. Anything that we can do to help you in the future, please call on us, okay?
Thank you so much, Ron. Thank we you. Really appreciate it.
And we appreciate what you're doing for our youth of today and our leaders of tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Our guests have been Dr. Gwen Nichols, Chief Medical Officer at LLS, which is the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, and volunteer and someone who has actually been affected by this in her family, Julie Gill. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Block It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
That's going to wrap things up with Ron Sedgy today on this first weekend of June. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of it. Our guests include from Sha-na-na, Bowser, the host of America's Got Talent, Terry Crews, actor and actress Harriet Dyer and Paul Blackthorne from a new NBC show called The In-Between, Art Aiello, prosecutor Nancy Grace, actor Scott Atkins, comedian Tom Shalhoub, and Dr. Gwen Nichols and Juliet Gullett. Well, we'll be looking for your company coming next week when we are going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. Till then, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.